I'm Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite.
And James Smith of Dalworth Clean.
I'm Rob Weir with Shades of Green in Frisco.
And Fred Marshall of Advanced Foundation Repair.
You're listening to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Now, once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, my friends, very much. And thank you, my friend, for tuning us in this Sunday morning. We're here every Sunday from 8 until 11. I began doing commercial radio in 1978. I began doing radio with the Texas Agricultural Extension Service, as it was called at that point, in 1970. I love what I get to do. I never dreamed when I was getting actually 2 degrees in horticulture from the Ohio State University. Grew up in College Station, Texas, but never dreamed I'd be doing radio for a living, and I have loved it. It's been a wonderful opportunity. I talk about the world's greatest hobby, and I talk about that hobby with great people like Tucker Reed from the Dallas Arboretum, Horticulture Manager. Tucker, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
I appreciate you joining us, and you're going to talk about crotons. Crotons have come of age, haven't they?
They have, and actually I'm talking about it because we just got done planting a whole bunch out of the garden. This is a plant that's a great annual, but it's really used in the fall. You don't really plant them in the spring, or most people can't find them in the spring unless you look at the houseplant section. People do grow them as a houseplant too, though, and I actually have done that. I have several in my own garden that I planted in the fall in the garden last year, pulled them up, brought them in, and they're back out in the garden all year long this year. So it's a really good plant. I love the foliage, not only the shapes, but all the different colors and all the different patterns of colors. It's not just all the variations on the edge or variations in the middle. It's everywhere on this plant.
Yeah, and folks, if you don't know crotons by name, you do on site because they are commonly copied in silk plants, and they are really common in garden centers and home centers and all around. There is quite a variety. It used to be Petro was about all you saw, and now, boy, there are some tremendous ones available to you. Dallas Arboretum has been showcasing them for several years, and Tucker's going to tell you 4 or 5 of the varieties he likes the best. Tucker, I have one, and I just saw it at a nursery this week. I photographed the name of it, and it's on my compact flash card. I haven't written it down yet. I've grown it for 25 years. I never knew the name of it. It's about 12 feet tall and 12 feet wide. Now it goes into my greenhouse with 4 people carrying it. It's a big plant.
Wow.
They're big shrubs. They're beautiful. What are the ones you guys like the best?
Well, the ones we like the best, gold dust is a great yellow variegation. It goes well with a lot of the dark foliaged coleus and sweet potato vines. Sloppy Painter is the same way. Lots of yellow spots all over it. And it's a random pattern. One leaf will have a bunch, one leaf will have very few.
That's a great name, Sloppy Painter. I love that.
It's also sometimes you see it as Eleanor Roosevelt. I'm not sure which one's the actual correct name. But they the same plant seems to come under 2 different names every once in a while.
Okay.
The standby is Petra. Petra is the one that you get the most color from. I mean, that's what you see all the time. One of my personal favorites is the Mimi's. M-A-M-M-Y. Some people sometimes specify a color behind it, red or maybe yellow.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, Mamies are a thinner leafed, not a thread leaf. Some of them are even thinner than this one, but it's twisted. It's got a lot of bright colors with a little bit of a darker background. You almost get a purple-ish color background with these other colors jumping off of it. So.
All right, and those are all readily available to see at the Dallas Arboretum when you go out. Now, let's kind of quickly cover some of the other things, and it's hard to cover 50,000 pumpkins quickly, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we're getting ready for the autumn at the Arboretum Festival. It goes from September 22nd to the end of November. We're putting out 50,000 pumpkins, squashes, and gourds. We started last week putting them out. We'll finish sometime this week. This year, there's the 4 houses that make up the Pumpkin Village. We, as far as we know, the only pumpkin village in the world. and we have the 4 houses are based upon a theme of Cinderella's Ballroom, the Fairy Godmother's House, the Legend of Sleepy Hollow, and Dr. Pompo's Nose, which is an old-time favorite.
You guys told me last year of one of your folks who works for you who had built one or more of those houses. And is that gentleman still with you and doing that?
He is, yes. John is still with us, and he's actually done the large gazebo, which sits in the center of the village.
He has an interesting story, and I don't know that it's necessarily something we bring up on the air, but it's really a special story, isn't it?
It is, and knowing John and then seeing what he can do with decorating a pumpkin house, you wouldn't put the two together readily, but it's pretty special.
Well, and I didn't mean it's a very inspiring story, and I don't know whether we are allowed to do that. I don't know, but anyway, he's from another country and a remarkable background. Let's talk about concerts in the garden.
The next concert that I have listed down here is the Dallas Unlimited on Thursday, September 27th. It's a variety band. You can come see Cihuly Lit Up and the concert all for the same price. You just need to go online and buy the tickets in advance.
There may be another concert before that, and this may be something that Jimmy gave to both of us. I see that on my copy also. There may be another one. If you go to DallasArboretum.org, and where are the concerts listed on the website? Do you know?
They're listed under the events.
Under events. Okay, so you can check. And it's really fun to go out on Thursday nights, especially with the weather turning nice like it has. So that's DallasArboretum.org, and then go to events. Cihuly Nights are Tuesday and Wednesday. And tell us about that.
Cihuly Nights, it's just a night where it focuses on the Cihuly art, all lit up. You can order your tickets online. You have to buy them order them online. And it's $12 for members and $20 for non-members.
All right. And there may be somebody out there who does not know about the Cihuly Glass exhibit at the Dallas Arboretum. How many pieces are there? It's 20 or so, isn't it?
On that one.
It's 20 or so pieces of art, and they're scattered all through the garden, and they are millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of glass work. They're beautiful. They are really pretty, and everybody who has come at night says, oh, man, you got to see that at night. It is unbelievable. Yeah. So that's Cihuly Nights, and you must buy your tickets online at DallasArboretum.org. And then quickly, if you'll finish up by telling us about a couple of programs you guys have.
There's a couple educational opportunities. One is in October, the 10th of October, there's a Japanese maple symposium with two very good maple connoisseurs. One is David Creech, the director of the Master Arboretum at Stephen F. Austin State University, and Talon Buchholz, who runs one of the top Japanese maple nurseries out in Oregon. So it's going to be a super educational thing, especially if you're into maple.
That's on October 10.
Yep, and the other one is a two-part class. One, it's on the 29th of September, and one in the second part of it is on the October 27th, and it's talking about how to identify and eradicate invasive weeds in the landscape of Texas.
All right. Register online at DallasArboretum.org or call 214-515-6540 for the fall programs. How does somebody find the Dallas Arboretum?
You find the Dallas Arboretum at 8525 Garland Road on the southeast side of Wet Rock Lake. You can take I-30 to Grand Avenue and go north until it becomes Garland Road, and we'll be on the left.
All right.
Or you can take Garland Road south from any venue and just follow the green signs that say Dallas Arboretum.
All right. And the information number, the main general information number, is 214-515-6500. And, Tucker, you give the website.
It's www.dallasarboretum.org, all one word.
Tucker Reed is often my chaperone when I come to the Dallas Arboretum. He is my friend, and he is a wonderful horticulturist. We're glad to have you on the air again, Tucker. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Tucker Reed from the Dallas Arboretum, sponsored by Advanced Foundation Repair. You've heard Fred Marshall's voice today a couple of times in rejoiners here on WBAP. Fred has been my advertiser now since 1995. It's my 18th year of telling you about Advanced Foundation Repair. When I began, I said to Fred, I don't know foundation repairs. Let me do some homework. Would you please give me lists of references? Give me a list of maybe 10 or 15 references. And the more I called, the more I realized one would have been enough, because everybody said the same thing. This company is fabulous. I even called some people kind of in the industry, not competitors. You'd never call a competitor and ask, but I called some people who were construction people about Advanced Foundation Repair, and they said, oh, that's the real deal. They are the best. You're going to be happy to have them as a sponsor. And I have been, and I've been happy to have them as a resource as well, because I've used their services twice. And you say, well, Neil, they have a lifetime guarantee on their work. What happened? Did something go wrong? Not at all. We have two buildings. I have my home and I have my magazine office, and each of them had some foundation issues, and Advanced Foundation Repair rode into town to the rescue, and our two buildings are safe and secure, and they're not going to crumble and tumble. Advanced Foundation Repair. The home inspection takes an hour to an hour and a half. It's extremely thorough, and it is free. And if you have them do work for you, they will identify exactly what they will do and give you an estimate, a bid of what it will cost. And then when they do that work, it is guaranteed for the lifetime of the home. They're just the best. I told you that at the beginning of the ad. I'll tell you right now. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
I'm hearing echoes in here. You're right. Thank you, Randy. Good call on that one. All right, we've had a caller or two now who have just given up, and I always hate that when that happens when I'm doing an ad break. It is a commercial radio program. I buy my airtime, and so there we are. So we have a line open for you right now. If you'd like to call, we're going to go to Lisa in Tom Bean in just a second. But first, I'll give you the number. It's 800-288-WBAP. It's almost no waiting now if you call now. 800-288-9227. Lisa, this is Neil. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning. I have planted a wisteria about 8 years ago, and I don't know if it's where I planted or what, but it has never bloomed.
All right. That is not an uncommon question I get on wisterias. In fact, it's probably the most common question I get on vines in general. And I always have to kind of begin by saying I may give you two or three answers, parts of which could apply to you. My first question, is it in full sun?
No. No, it's mostly afternoon sun.
All right, that's okay. That probably is enough. If it gets 5 or 6 hours of sunlight from noon on in the summertime, then that should be enough. Let me just ask you two or three questions. Are you pruning that plant at all? And if so, when do you prune it?
You know, I've never pruned it.
All right, that's a good answer. The thing you don't want to do ever is prune it from September on through the blooming time. If you ever prune a wisteria, it's important that you do so right after the blooming time. Even if it didn't bloom, that's the time to shape them, is right after they bloom, or should have.
Okay.
Because they set their buds right now in the fall, and pruning it this time would take the flowers away. Got a lot of background noise. I'm going to ask Randy to pull your phone down just a little bit. Let me just go ahead and address the other couple of things. One other thing that can happen with wisterias is if they are growing out in turf areas where there's any turf anywhere nearby, nitrogen is their enemy, the flower's enemy. And so if you have a wisteria that's getting any nitrogen from lawn fertilizer and shrub and tree fertilizer, then that will cause it to stay vegetative. And the final thing I will tell you is that there are some wisterias that just seem to be a little more shy of bloom than others. Now, the nurserymen take offense to that comment, and they say, why would we ever propagate from a poorly blooming wisteria? And I can't answer that. I don't know why they would, but it does seem to be the case. One thing that usually seems to help is root pruning wisterias. If you will take a sharpshooter spade and cut a slit, just you don't have to cut a trench, you're just cutting a slit, the thickness of the blade, out about 15 or 18 inches away from the trunk and go down about 10 inches down. Just cut that slit so you could slide a sheet of paper in it, theoretically.
Okay.
That will sever the roots and it will shock the plant enough that it will stop its growth, and very often that root pruning will cause it to start setting flower buds, kind of a survival of the species thing. The time to do that is September. You're in the perfect time. I would do it in the next few days and see if that helps for next year.
I will.
That's
I
my long answer, but
I
that's...
I took a shoot off of a huge one that I was taking care of a property on it.
Uh-huh.
And it's growing like weed, but yeah, it is. It's right around the grass and stuff, so...
Okay, well, fall feedings they'll be grateful. The wisteria is grateful for the fall feeding. It doesn't care if it blooms or not, and so it'll take up that nitrogen, so maybe stay away from it if you can. And so you took a cutting yourself from a plant that was a good bloomer.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
yeah,
you know the genetics are there.
Okay,
so that rules that part out. You know that the genetics are good, so that helps with that answer. So it may very well be the nitrogen. Try the root pruning. I'll bet that'll help.
I'll try the root pruning. I appreciate it very much.
You are welcome. Thanks for the call. Let me go to Sarah in Fort Worth. Sarah, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, Neil. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for calling.
Great. Yeah, well, my husband and I just bought a house a few months ago in Fort Worth. And when we were looking at the pictures, actually on Google Maps, there used to be this great big tree out in front of it. It was gorgeous. But the previous homeowners cut it down. We're very sad about this, and we'd like to have another one there, but we're really not sure what to plant.
Okay.
We want it's a two-story house. We'd love a big shade tree to kind of help with our cost of cooling the house.
All right. And, is this an older home, 30, 40 years old?
89. No, 89. It's not okay. Terribly old.
All right. All right. Well, they may have had a tree that was of a fast-growing type that just cratered, and those Google maps tend to be a little bit old. I was I'll tell you a story later about an experience I had this week with it, but anyway, I'll tell you right now. I'll do it really quickly. I was taping my television program, and the lady who was booking the taping with the cameraman is actually not in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And I gave her an address in our hometown of McKinney. I said, this is one of the prettiest landscapes I know of in McKinney, and I'd like to have the landscape architect there, and I'll call the homeowner. She's a friend, and I'll get permission. And I gave this booker lady the address. And I get about an hour later, I get a note back saying, okay, I looked it up on Google Earth so I could show the cameraman what he'd be looking for. Are you sure this is the right address? And it was about 6 years old, and it looked like sheep and goats would have ranged through it. It was an older home that has been incredibly beautifully restored and a beautiful landscape put in, but it just looked like, what is Neil thinking kind of a deal. So
yes.
It may be that the tree that they took out needed to come out anyway. Your best big shade trees for North Texas, these are large. These are the largest of our shade trees.
Mm-hmm.
There are seven that I would always recommend. And I want to tell you, these are 45-mile-an-hour trees. They're not slow-growing, but they're not the racehorses that die young. These are the ones that will stay around for the long haul and that are of the utmost quality. Four of them are oaks. Six of them are native to our area. And the oaks, all of which are native, are live oak. That's more of a spreading tree, so it won't get as tall as the others I'll mention. It's the evergreen. It's the only evergreen of the ones I'll mention. Then you have Schumard red oak, which is maybe my favorite tree. You have chinkapin oak and burr oak, and those are your oaks. Those are all well adapted.
Okay.
Then cedar elm, which is native to our area. It's the best of the elms. I did not say lacebark elm. I just said cedar elm. Also pecan. And if you go with the pecan, I would try to find the variety Caddo, and then because it's the most disease-resistant type. And then finally, the one that is not native in our area is Chinese pistachio. Those are your seven best big shade trees.
Excellent. And I will ask, the roots and a tiny bit of the stump is still there from the old tree. Do we need to dig that up? Or
I don't know. And I'll tell you why I don't know. It depends totally on whether that's the right place for your new tree. I'm very often tempted not to replant right in the same spot because there's a lot of organic matter that stays there and breaks down.
And I don't think we would. That's why we were going to ask if that's worth our time.
If you don't feel the need to plant in the exact same spot, there would be no reason to have it taken out other than to get it back to a normal setting. It's going to continue to decay and cave in. And you'll end up having to add soil and add more soil. If you want to put turf over that or a bed of some sort or something, then you'd really need to get it ground out and bring soil in and fill it, and then you'd be back to the starting point. But in terms of your new tree, if it's as much as 3 or 4 feet away from that spot, it'll be fine.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, congratulations on the new home. That's great. All right. Let me tell you, let's see. You know what? I'm going to take one more call before we go to a break. And let's go. I'm a break behind. Oh, Randy, no wonder you're nervous. I hear you scratching around, and I am. I'm so sorry. Okay, it's live radio, folks, and in my ear, my guy says you better get your ad in. All right, quick version of this one. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, a full-year new or renewal subscription, and your copy of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar when it prints at the lowest price of the year, 12,000 words of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants, total price $36.95, plus $3 postage, satisfaction guaranteed, price goes up when we print the calendar. Call today before 11 for this lowest price. Satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. You must call before 11. 1-800-752-4769.
Wouldn't it be relaxing to add a water feature to your garden? At Creative Water Gardens, the largest water gardening center in North Texas, you'll find more than an acre of ponds and aquatic plants. You can enjoy the sound of running water in your own backyard. Let Creative Water Gardens help you create your own private oasis. For more information, visit creativewatergardens.net or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens, 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
Serving the Dallas-Fort Worth area since 1981, it's Arborological Services. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists, college degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters, and two of their people selected as Arborists of the Year for the great state of Texas. The best it gets, it's Arborological Services. They were at my house earlier this week, and they did heroic work getting some trees out of very difficult situations and getting some big branches off the top of our house, maybe 10 feet up and getting weaker. I really admire the people at Arborological Services, from routine maintenance of trees to heroic saving of trees and removal of trees when there is a threat. The Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. In Fort Worth and Tarrant County, 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. On the web, it's arborological.com for Arborological Services.
If you enjoy my program, it would mean a lot to me if you'd let our advertisers know. It's sponsors like Covington Nursery and Landscape, 5518 President George Bush Highway, just north of Highway 66 in Rowlett, 972-475-5888. On the web, covingtonnursery.com. And Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292. On the web, norwayirrigation.com. That's Norway Irrigation.
Scoliosis is a painful, disfiguring condition of the spine. Idiopathic scoliosis not only affects children and adolescents, but also adults. The Baylor Scoliosis Center in Plano is a nationally recognized program for the treatment of scoliosis, specializing in advanced treatment for difficult scoliosis and spinal cases in adults and children. It's one of the largest scoliosis centers in America. The Baylor Scoliosis Center focuses on both the physical and emotional effects of scoliosis. Treatments range from observation to bracing to rehabilitation to complex surgeries. From the moment you choose the Baylor Scoliosis Center, a patient care coordinator will walk you through each step of your treatment. Baylor's highly qualified scoliosis team will provide a comprehensive diagnosis for your specific curvature through a physical exam of the back and extensive testing. Based on the results, the Baylor medical staff will work with you to help determine which treatment options are right for you. For more information, call the Baylor Scoliosis Center at 1-888-781-5558, 1-888-781-5558, or go online at thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com. They're a part of the campus of Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano. That's George Bush Turnpike at Preston Road. To Philip in Argyle. Philip, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning, Neil.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Great to talk to you.
Thank
you. Never called you before.
Well, I appreciate your call.
I had bought a house in Argyle about 5 years ago, and there's a jujube tree in it.
Yes, sir.
It's about 25 feet tall. It's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that all the root system grow these really sharp, prickly shoots off of it.
Yeah.
And I have mowed them over and kept them trimmed back. Everyone that's seen the tree thinks it's pretty awesome. It gives a lot of fruit out. And I was just wondering, mowing down all these shoots won't damage that tree, will it?
No, it does not damage it. And that's the nature of jujube trees, is to send up a bunch of, they make thickets. They grow that way. It's almost 40 years ago now, I did consulting work at a home of a person whose name everybody here would recognize. And there was a jujube there, and I just noticed how it, in the years that I was helping at that home, I noticed how that plant spread with those root suckers. That's just the nature of it, and cutting them off has no impact on the rest of the plant.
Well, that's good, because they're really sharp.
Yeah,
they'll
really
get you good.
They are. They are.
Also, Neil, real quick, I've got a bumper crop of pecans this year.
Yes, sir.
And I've never sprayed them or anything. They're all different kinds, mostly paper shell.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that owned my house was a agriculturalist for Denton County.
Okay.
That I bought it from. And I've noticed, I mean, as many as there are, the limbs are hanging really low, and I'm starting to get a little bit of brown effect on various trees. It's too late for any spray this
year,
sir. Isn't it?
It's about a month too late for anything. Yeah,
okay.
Just get the homeowner fruit and pecan spray schedule online and follow its guidance. But the last spray is late August, but that one is the second of two sprays, and the first one is the early August. So yeah, you're late. Yeah. Hey,
well,
I got to
no,
run. I really appreciate your call. Thank you, Philip. Call me again. Don't delay the next time. We'd be happy to help. All right, I need to do. Randy, you want me to go ahead and do these, or do you want me to give it to Jerry now and we'll figure it out? Give it to Jerry. All right. Why don't we go directly to the news right now? WBAP's 24/7 newsroom with Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. WBAP News Time 10:32. We have light rain, 66 degrees still in the area. Checking the WBAP Weather In Touch forecast now. We're looking for cloudy skies today. The light shower is going to continue for another hour or so, 80 for the high. Tonight, the clouds stick around. There'll be a heavy fog forming overnight in some areas. Drop down to 64 for the low. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warmer. Chance of an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon, 85 for the high. It's going to be cooler on Tuesday with a high of only 78. Again, light rain, 66 degrees. Now for a check of traffic, let's go to the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
635 eastbound at Abrams, watch for a collision. Also, I-35 east southbound at Commerce, the right lane's blocked there. And in Arlington, a crash. I-20 eastbound at Bowman Springs. This report brought to you by Garmin. Hate traffic? Don't be a hater. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid it with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta says protests against anti-Islamic film will probably be continuing, but violence is leveling off. Says military personnel also being deployed in the event there are more violent protests at U.S. installations around the world.
I don't anticipate a situation right now where we would have to do this on our own. I think our approach right now is to not do anything until we've been requested to do it by the State Department.
And NATO says an airstrike that killed a large number of insurgents in eastern Afghanistan this weekend may have also killed some civilians. Afghan officials say 8 women and girls killed, 7 others injured. Villagers say they were killed by NATO aircraft while gathering firewood. Complaints to the government up sharply about unwanted phone solicitations, raising questions about how well the federal Do Not Call registry is working. Biggest category of complaint, robocalls that hawk everything from lower credit card interest rates to new windows for your home. Again, the high today, 80, 66 degrees right now. From the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
You may be like we were several years ago, thinking about replacing your old window treatments with beautiful new shutters of some sort or another. I kept getting the elbow in the rib cage from my wife everywhere we went, saying, I really like that one, I really like that one. And they were plantation-style shutters that she was elbowing about. And so then I got a call from Sunburst Shutters, and I got to looking at what they had, and I said, all right, Lynn, you need to go with me. I'm going on a sales call. I want you to see what these folks have. Well, let me tell you, this changed the direction of, well, no, it didn't. It reinforced the direction of a marriage. We've been married 45 years, and I think it's going to last. And she was so excited and is so excited about Sunburst Shutters in our house. These are made of polywood. They are a man-made product, but you can't tell that they're not wood. They look like wood, and they work like wood, except they don't crack or warp or split or peel or fade or any of that stuff that wood can do. They're white or off-white, or they can paint them in their paint booth when they make them. They are made in the Metroplex. This is their product exclusively, polywood is. They also are available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. They will come to your home, or they'll give you directions to the showroom if you wish, but they'll come to your home, measure the windows, bring samples, and help you choose. 214-343-2601. Sunburst Shutters. 214-343-2601. On the web, it's sunburstshutters.com.
You're listening to WBAP. That means you know what's going on. Now, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
How much are you paying for your home alarm monitoring? Well, one of my relatives, I need to ask if it's okay to out that relative and tell you who it is. Anyway, that relative was spending a lot of money. And I said, you know what? I have just made a sales call to Smith Thompson Home Security. This was about 3 months ago. I said, you ought to call them and see what it would cost. Listen to what happened. Instead of paying, well, I got the text back. They just installed, and we are saving more than $50 a month. I don't know what those big national companies, home security companies, must charge, but we're converting over to Smith Thompson. Well, I'm not going to get into our home security system much, but we're going to do the very same thing. And our relative said, we are paying $16.95 a month. And then she said, I can't believe this. Are you still using a landline for your home security system? Well, they convert you to cellular wireless monitoring. There's no lengthy contract, local service, and 24-hour operators. Ability to upgrade you to cellular wireless monitoring for your home and convert your existing system. And it's all just $16.95 a month by a local company based right here with tens and tens and tens of thousands of happy customers. Smith Thompson Home Security. SmithThompson.com. 1-800-411-WIRELESS. 1-800-411-9473. Smith Thompson.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate that. And let's go to Charlie in the fine city of Melissa. Charlie, it's Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I have a crepe myrtle, and it has what appears to be scale on the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to figure out how to get rid of it.
All right. It's a very easy thing to eliminate, but not so much for this year. There are two things that I would tell you. Number one is that scale is, so far as we know, only found in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and primarily only in the Dallas area still, the eastern half of the Metroplex and east. A little ways east. It's been here for about 7 or 8 years. It's an unusual one. The research has found that Merit, the insecticide Merit, which applied in May and June, those two times, will prevent the scale from developing. Now, you have the scale there now. Whether it's alive or not, you can tell by pressing on it. If it's dark red, then it's alive. If it's dry and flaky, then it's gone. There is a ladybug, a black ladybug, with two orange spots on its wings that is a predator of this scale insect. And sometimes we'll see the aftermath of the scale. The ladybugs have devoured them, and the shells or the casing or whatever it is are left behind. So that's how you can tell if you have active ones or not. Merit will do a good job. I saw it firsthand this year on some that I was treating, and it really did a wonderful job.
Well, what causes it? Because I've got
it's an insect. It's caused by other insects. I mean, it's caused by scale insects.
I've got four in my backyard, and only one of them has it.
Yeah, we're doing research through our crepe myrtle trails of McKinney as to which ones are most susceptible. We see it. I see it. I'm not a research scientist. I don't trust my own research. That's why I didn't even start a PhD. I just said, I do not enjoy research. But the casual observations that I've made, it appears to me that it seems to be going after young plants and some of the newer varieties more than the old indica varieties. I don't know that that's the case. I have seen it on indicas as well, but it seems to be more common on the Lagerstroemia euphoriae hybrids. But there is very much a varietal difference in my observations, such as they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You betcha. Appreciate your call. I have spent weeks, if not months, looking at this, and it's not a huge issue. It's disfiguring to the plants that are affected, but it can easily be remedied. Diana Waxahachie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
I have a pyracanthus bush. It's about 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Over the past several months, the leaves have been turning yellow. I fertilized it with a chemical.
Hang on a second. Let me ask you a question or two, because it may not matter about the fertilizer. When you turn the leaves over, do you see any black specks on the backs of the leaves?
Yes.
Yeah. You have had lace bugs. Lace bugs will take the color out of the leaves of pyracanthus. You'll see the same thing happen to azaleas, to Laura petalums, the fringe flower. You'll see the same thing happen occasionally to boxwood, to Boston ivy. Even to sycamore trees and American elm trees, and even to, I have seen them on bur oak trees, lace bugs. You'll seldom see the adult insect, but you will see those black droppings on the backs of the leaves. The same systemic insecticide I just mentioned for the scale will work on lace bugs. Next, lace bugs normally start getting after pyracanthus in June, so about the middle of May and about the middle of June, I would apply Merit as a soil drench.
Okay. Even though I tried Fungenex, I didn't know what
Fungenex to do. Fungenex is a fungicide. It's for diseases. This is an insect.
And then I tried Malathion.
Malathion will stop them. It will kill them, but it won't green the leaves back up. It's not systemic, and so it's only going to kill the ones that it hits at that moment. You need a systemic insecticide applied in mid-May and mid-June.
Okay, and it only affected one. I have like 10.
Okay.
Pyracanthus, they pretty much stick to one bush?
No. No, next year it could be on all of them, or you may not see it again next year.
Okay, so
kind of like West Nile, it didn't hit all of us, but boy, those that got hit badly.
Okay, so I'll leave the tree in and just hope for the best next year, and then just
It won't kill the plant. It makes it look really ugly. It will not kill the plant. So next year you'll get off with brand new growth in the spring. It'll be back in the race again.
Okay, because some of the branches are brittle. You can just break them.
Okay, and they may have had some other problem going on, Diane. How best can I help you?
I'm just wondering. I could try. I'm just wondering if I should just cut it down and give up on it.
Diane, I don't think so. That's up to you. But the lace bugs are the cause of what you presented to me, and so that's the best answer I can give you, is just based on what I heard. I can't see the plant. It may have gotten too dry last year. It could have had fire blight. It may have cotton root rot. It is susceptible to a lot of problems.
I was wondering,
but the one that you described is lace bugs.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got to run. I really appreciate your call very much. Thank you. Let me go to Kathy in Fort Worth. Kathy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Hi.
I'm looking for about a three foot specimen plant that's going to be right by my front porch. In that bed are also dwarf Yopon hollies and harbor dwarf Nandinas.
Okay.
I'd like something maybe kind of upright or arching, just a different form, from what I have planted.
Okay, and so 3 feet tall or 3 feet wide?
About 3 feet tall. It doesn't have to be exact.
And no, I understand. And how wide can it be?
It can be 4 to 5 feet wide.
Okay. That's a hard task.
I know.
Well, and let me tell you why it's difficult, because I don't see the door. I don't see the rest of your landscape. I would invite you on that to post me a photo on my Facebook page. I'm going to try to give you an answer, but I would invite you to post a photo on my Facebook page at Neil Sperry, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y, and I'll try my best to help you that way. You have a dwarf Yaupon holly, which has a fine texture, as does, you said, Harbor Dwarf Nandina?
Yes.
Yeah, those are both fine textured plants, so I would want to have something a little bolder textured to contrast with them. The problem is most of our bold textured plants tend to get taller and be bigger, and an arching plant I think is going to be out of the question because they're going to be much taller or much wider. I love Italian jasmine, but it's 4 feet tall, 5 feet tall, and 6 or 7 feet wide, so that's out, and then the other arching plants I just don't think are going to work. If it were mine, I would probably have one of the dwarf hollies. I'd either have dwarf Burford. I know you already have the dwarf Yaupons there, but they don't look anything alike. I'd probably have dwarf Burford, or I might have Carissa if it's shaded. I wouldn't put Carissa on a hot western exposure, but dwarf Burford would do well there. And I also, this is where I wish we had Barry's Jubilee still available to us. It gets 4 feet tall, 3 to 4 feet tall, and 3 to 4 feet wide with great huge red berries. Dazzler. Barry's Jubilee is a little bit shorter. Dazzler holly is what I was trying to say. I just don't think you're going to find it anywhere. Trying to think of other things. The other thing that I might be tempted to do if it were my garden, and this is what where it would help to see it, I might be tempted to have mismatched large decorative pots and then put something in as an annual that I could change 2 or 3 times during the year and have a different look each time. And if I wanted to have copper plants in there in the summer, or firebush I could, or if I wanted to have pentas as a blooming plant, I could do that. And the pot then becomes kind of takes the place of the shrub. But I can't see your landscape, and I don't know if that's an appropriate comment or not. So
okay. And do you think rosemary
is pretty, and that would be good. It's again a very fine textured plant. You're going to have an awful lot of fine texture. It's you know, sometimes it's nice to have the contrast, but it's a very lovely plant. The taller rosemary varieties tend to be a little more winter hardy, so it is a possibility. It might be that I can't believe I'm recommending this. I planted it at my own home, and I'm going to see how it does after a few winters, because I got burned in the 70s and 80s. But variegated pittosporum is a nice plant with a larger leaf, and it would be the right size for you there. So okay, that's a possibility, but I make no guarantees on its winter hardiness.
Okay.
That's my list. I got to run, but I really appreciate you calling those good questions. Thank you, Kathy. Let me tell you right now about Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine and the offer that we have until 11 o'clock today. We're going to close our office at 11. You can save the most on my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar by buying it today before 11 with a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. It won't be much longer before we print the calendar, and so my best offer of the year will go away. It's just $36.95 for a 1-year new or renewal subscription to what has been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. You get the full year of our magazine, new or renewal, and your copy when it prints of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar with more than 10,000 words telling you month after month what needs to be planted and pruned and fertilized and sprayed in your landscape and in your garden in that month. As you turn the page, you will learn what needs to be done. It's going to be a beautiful calendar, my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar at a 38% savings if you call before 11. There's a $3 postage fee on the calendar. That's just our cost, and the price is $36.95. Call before that price goes up. It will never come back down to $36.95 again. Satisfaction is guaranteed, and these are not sold in stores, so you need to call this number right now. Call before the price goes up, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones, such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Some would have described that famous southern vine, kudzu, as being indestructible, but that was until now. Now there's a way to eliminate kudzu and other undesirable plants thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its powerful formula is specifically designed to penetrate and kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, and others, roots and all. The concentrate product even kills stumps. Bayer Advanced Plus comes in a 32-ounce concentrate or a 1-gallon ready-to-use bottle. One bottle treats up to 4,000 square feet. You'll see wilting and yellowing in just 1 to 6 weeks. For best results, apply it when the weeds are growing actively. Apply some type of shield or cardboard or plastic drop cloth to protect desirable plants from accidental contact with the product. Certain hard-to-kill weeds may require repeat application if regrowth occurs. Read and follow label directions. For more information, go to BayerAdvance.com, B-A-Y-E-R. BayerAdvance.com, Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus, Bayer Advanced, better science, better results, BayerAdvance.com.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shepp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
We are in the McKinney School District. We also serve many partnering districts.
Serenity High is for students who are in recovery from drugs and or alcohol abuse and who are seeking a high school diploma in a sober environment.
Students are able to enter Serenity upon completion of a certified rehab program.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
My greatest joy at Serenity is seeing families and students transform. When they enter, oftentimes they're without hope. When they graduate, they now know they have a future.
All right, find out a lot more information at serenityhigh.org. It's a wonderful school for kids in recovery from substance issues. You can rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. Would you believe that 38 years ago a little carpet cleaning company began, and now they do all of these wonderful things for hard surfaces and carpeting in your home? Right now, pay only $29 per area for 5 areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth cleaned. You can book online at dalworth.com for additional savings or call them tomorrow at 214-817 Metro 267-8433 for all of your hard surface flooring, whether you want to have a natural stone floor cleaned and made look new again, or whether you want to have a sandless resurfacing of your hardwood floor, or if you have stained concrete, whatever it is, they can do it for you. They also offer to you Dalworth Fine Floors at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills, open 6 days a week. You're invited to stop by to see the incredible selection at Dalworth Fine Floors. Again, 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills, or they'll bring samples to you at their Shop at Home van at 817-520-1400. Again, for Dalworth Clean, $29 per area, 5 areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth Clean. Dalworth.com. 214-817 Metro 267-8433. Back to our phone lines now. Let's go to Tom in McKinney. Tom, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil. Good morning.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
I've got a friend who wants to tear out a bunch of large crepe myrtles. They're probably 15, 18 foot high and 12 inches at the base. Is there any way to surgically remove some of those shoots and plant them as small crepe myrtles?
All right, so it has roots. They have root sprouts coming up. Is that what you're seeing?
Well, there's a few root sprouts, but there's some that are now probably 5 or 6 foot high.
Those would be easy to transplant. If you could possibly wait until the first freeze, that would be ideal. If there's no way to do that, at least do it after a good heavy rain and then cut those back to almost to the ground, probably to within about 8 inches of the ground, and let them send up new shoots from down below. Now, I'm talking about a root sprout out to the side of a mother plant. The mother plant is left behind. You take the root sprout. You could do that. And you could move big plants. You could move big plants in the wintertime.
Well, these are big. They're 12 inches in diameter.
They're worth a great deal. I hope somebody will get to dig them and transplant them somewhere. Those are worth a lot of money.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. How deep are those roots?
A soil ball for one that's 12 inches in diameter probably be about 4 feet in diameter. It's a ball. It'd go down probably, wouldn't go down 4 feet, probably go down 36 inches by 4 feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A professional tree digger would be able to do that. They'd probably bring a tree spade in and they could do that.
They're right around, there's about 15 of them around the house, and mm-hmm. he has a concern about how much water they're drinking and wants to just pull them out, or whatever.
Okay, that's a different story, and I think a lot of times, I'm out of time, so I can't really get into a lot of detail on it, but I will tell you, a lot of times I think people overreact to water that is being taken away from the foundation by plants around it. Now, if you have 12-inch diameter crepe myrtles that are within 6 or 8 feet of the house, they're probably too close just aesthetically, and so that's a different story. You could cut a trench, you could cut the roots, you could put soaker hoses in, you can compensate for the water, but I'm not sure I want big crepe myrtles that close to a house anyway. I got to run. I really appreciate the call. Roger in Granbury, Bermuda grass and an iris bed. There are some Fusilade, Fusilade products that can be applied around iris to kill Bermuda grass. However, usually by the time Bermuda gets into a bed, the bed is overrun anyway and the iris need to be dug and divided. And this is the time of year to do it. I hope that helps. I'm sorry I didn't get you on the air. Mike Sutton, nice job on screening for me today. Randy, you saved me more than once. Randy Williams, I appreciate you. Join me on Facebook, everybody. I'm Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY. Thank you for listening very much. My website is neilsperry.com. Until next time, thanks for listening. Happy gardening.